Hi, I'm Mickey Williams with Bites by MSDN, and today we're talking to Guy Barrett.
Hey, how are you?
Yeah, you're here for Mix. You came down to sunny Las Vegas.
Yeah, sunny Las Vegas. Yeah.
And how's it going? What are you looking at here?
Oh, everything as a whole, because we have very good designer stuff going on, Azure stuff, developer stuff with the IE9, Visual Studio 2010. So it's very an exciting conference.
Yeah, so let's talk about Azure. So one of the things that I find is that developers really aren't aware of how much more you get with Azure than you do with just a normal hosting solution.
Right? Exactly, that's a good point, because usually their developers are used to shared hosting, $10 a month, something like that.
Right.
And there's a shock when they see Azure at first, because Azure is a lot more than shared hosting. So it's a set of different services that helps you build apps that will scale to millions of requests, hits, and things like that. It's a lot different than shared hosting. You pay what you get for, basically.
Right. Well, I think you and I and a lot of people we know could probably build applications that have that redundancy and that scalability. But that's not something that would be inexpensive, right?
Mm-hmm. All right, exactly. And if you do that inside, if you buy all these servers, it's hard and hard to maintain. And by using Azure, basically, you don't have to maintain all that infrastructure. Microsoft does that.
Yeah, so any developer, just by pushing a button, basically gets access to all that. That's really fantastic.
So the where do developers start? Because it's with so many services,
right.
Where do they start? I think the first thing that they might want to ask themselves is, what kind of MSDN subscription do they have, if they have any? So, because with the different levels, you may have access to Azure hours, basically. So you would be able to deploy tests in Azure application without any direct cost, because you have some hours included in your MSDN subscription.
Right.
So the first thing would be to check if you have these hours. And after that, you can go create your billing account, create the basic services, so storage, hosting, and maybe a 1 gig SQL Azure database.
And that's a full hosting account that's provisioned for you. But you can actually develop and get quite far along in learning about Azure and building a solution without even...
Exactly. So one way to do that, basically, is to download the Azure Toolkit, the Azure SDK, and install that on your machine. And basically, you have a mini Azure installed in your on your development machine.
Right.
So there's no need to deploy that. So just download the SDK, install the SDK in Visual Studio 2008 or 2010, and install SQL Express, and that's it. You're good to go. So new design surfaces are included in the SDK right into Visual Studio. So basically, you can start doing cloud development right on your box.
Right on your not only local cloud but your immediate cloud. Right,
yeah.
Right on your desktop. Right?
Yeah, exactly. So where to begin? Because with so many services...
I'm a developer and I want to know exactly where to start.
Exactly. So I guess the first thing would be I would do is, as a ASP.NET developer, I would just take a standard web form app or MVC app and deploy it as is on Azure without any cloud stuff, any Azure stuff.
Right.
And just try that. And after that, I would do little increment, adding new stuff each time. So the next step would be to, at some point you need to store data in database. So you might be used to SQL Server. So you could try SQL Azure, which is the cloud database.
Right.
And after that, you can also try the other type of storage, which is table storage.
Right.
which is unstructured source. That would be different than the standard relational data. So that's something to try after that. And also blobs. Mm-hmm. So what would you store in blobs? Well, you would store images, videos, and things like that.
Right.
Stuff that that is, well, that might take some space.
Yeah, but all these things are very simple for someone who is experienced with web development. Mm-hmm. It's very easy for them to take those skills and just pick up a little bit that's new to move to the top.
Oh yeah. And what I recommend is really to go through to each step. And one great way to learn about Azure development is to download the training kit.
Yep, the Azure training kit.
So the Azure team puts up together a great training kit. It has hands-on labs, presentations, demos, all packaged in one file that you download, you install, mm-hmm. and basically you can go step by step. The step that I described, well, basically they have hands-on lab for each of these technologies. So it cannot be easier than that.
Yeah.
Well, learning, learning the whole thing.
Right. Well, thanks for coming and spending some time to talk with us today, Guy.
Thank you very much.
And thank you for watching.